205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here, and at the American Freedom Network, we're hearing stories about the massive flooding up in the state of Washington. And of course, we've seen a lot of strange weather during this last year. And, of course, we often hear it said, you know, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody ever does anything about it. And that, of course, is grossly untrue. What most Americans don't understand is they have the ability to modify the weather. And all you need to do is get on the Internet and go up and look under weather modification. You'll find all sorts of companies. And what do those companies do? Why, they modify the weather for you. And if you want to modify the weather, say, up in Wyoming, so you'll have a larger snowpack, why, you can simply pay to have that done. We need to go back to 1970. Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most evil people, part of the leadership of our nation, founder of the Trilateral Commission, the man who was instrumental in precipitating the Afghan War and the aftermath which led to the formation of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book back in 1970 entitled Between Two Ages, and there he talked in one of the footnotes about how in the future, now remember, he's writing in 1970, and he's writing about how in the future we'll be able to create storms and droughts. We'll be able to create storms and droughts. He talks about the new diseases they're going to be able to create as well. But we can't let the average American read this, understand that there really is an elite group that can modify the weather and create storms and droughts. But, of course, they've been working at this for a long time through our military and your tax dollars, and they have the ability to modify the weather, and they are modifying the weather today, and they are creating great problems in many parts of our country because they're modifying the weather in one area, and so when the clouds get to the other areas, there's simply no moisture left there. Well, with us this morning is one of the people who's studied this for many years and has done some great work on it. We actually carry his video on weather modification. We carry a book on weather modification, and we'll soon have a 4-tape set on this subject. You need to understand, and you need to reach others, and you need to let them understand that they really are modifying the weather, and the fact that this is not known to the average individual is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And this can be used for military purposes to create droughts in countries, to create famines in countries, maybe even someday right here in the United States. Bob Fletcher, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Stan.
Why don't you pick up where I left off?
Well, first off, of course, you're absolutely correct in your little lead-in introduction to today's program. Many years ago, I was involved, had been involved, technically since about 1986 and 87 was when I started looking into government corruption in general. I was not pursuing specifically the weather control at that time or anything like that, but generally had been involved as a sworn witness into the Iran-Contra hearings, and then a few, actually several other different congressional and senatorial inquiries, and with the one or two congressmen or senators that were honest enough to be honest, and of course, and I say one or two because I never ran into more than a small handful at any given time, but I had received during the period of the 80s and then the very earliest of the 90s, I had received information. Quite often people would send me things because I was in the news at that time myself. I had done Good Morning America and programs like that. So people didn't maybe want to step forward themselves, but they would contact me and send me information and say, hey, you know, look into this, or I have a friend in the military that told me this, or could the CIA be doing this, or could this agency be doing that? And several people had told me what you just said, and that was that in the 70s and going way back, all the way back to the 60s, that in fact we had already militarily used some type of weather control and modification. And of course, I was exactly the same as the average American at that time, other than the fact that I had started snooping into these other problems, government corruption. I was very skeptical. You know, so people would say, you know, tell me this and tell me that. And then somebody told me and said, you know, there actually is a United Nations treaty by the major powers signed back in like 1976 or 77 that actually admits and acknowledges weather control. And I thought, you know, well, now it's time to really look into something. I mean, and of course, it would be easy to do. It was either the truth or it was some baloney that some paranoid wacko out there was putting into the system. That it was just, you know, either an honest fact or not. And I contacted the United Nations. I said, you know, this is the way to do this. You don't go hearsay with three or four people or just listen to somebody on some radio program and buy into this stuff. You have to, you know, go to the horse's mouth. So I contacted the United Nations, and on the onset they said no, they didn't have anything on weather control in their records there. They didn't find anything. So I thought, well, that was interesting, because there's a lot of people that had said that it certainly had taken place. So I said to them, when I was speaking to them actually on the telephone, I said, well, could you research that, because I think there's a problem here. And I said, let me give you the exact date that this was to have been signed. And they said, oh, well, sure, we'll look into it. And I said, maybe it's on the other computer, the one that they don't normally utilize for public access. And the lady said, well, you might be right. And, of course, actually, I didn't know what I was talking about at that time. I was shooting bullets in the air, you know, and that was funny because I said, oh, maybe it's on the other system that's not public domain. And she said, oh, well, you might be right. So she got back to me in a couple of days and sent me the entire certified convention and treaty.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. This is what you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or from Sean Hannity. You're going to get the truth right here at the American Theater Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Looked into very extensively this whole issue of weather modification. Now, they can't let the American people realize what they're doing. There's so many things that they're doing that us common people are not supposed to understand because there is an elite that, of course, feels themselves so far superior. And they, of course, go right along with weather modification. But every aspect of our society, they create new diseases because they believe there's just too many common people out here using up their natural resources. And they have all sorts of programs for control and for elimination of the elderly. That's what Alzheimer's disease is, now number 7 in the causes of death in America. And, of course, much of this is actually related directly to the influenza shots. But we don't want to get off on all sorts of issues. We want to stay specifically with weather modification. Bob, what is your video? Because we do carry your video on weather modification. What's the title of it?
The title of the video that I completed a couple of years ago, and then we have updated it, of course, is it's called Weather Control as a Weapon.
Weather Control as a Weapon, and we do carry that, and we carry a number of Bob's videos just because we think they're important. So you pick up this story. Anyway, you suddenly the United Nations sends you the entire treaty. Now, the average American has never heard of this, but the average American doesn't hear much about anything that's really important. We emphasize, you know, what's happening to Britney Spears and O.J. Simpson, but the really important issues that are going to influence our lives and the lives of our children and the future of our nation are fairly well concealed from the American people because you're not smart enough to understand what's going on. Or you might even be a little dismayed to realize that there is an elite who runs the world that has a different agenda, a different worldview. So what did you do when you got hold of this UN treaty, and what does it really cover?
Well, the treaty, actually their title or there's an individual little paragraph that they utilize as a titling on this was the convention, and by the way, the date was of the signing was 1977. And it says, a convention on the prohibition of military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. The convention prohibits the use of techniques that would have widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects through the deliberate manipulation of natural processes and cause such phenomena as earthquakes, tidal waves, and the change in climate and weather patterns.
Now, didn't they actually use weather modification during the Vietnam War to create monsoons over the Ho Chi Minh Trail to try to block bringing
right.
those weapons down to, you know, the Viet Cong that were used to kill our boys?
Right. And that was sort of like actually leading up to this particular convention when there was the realization that during the Vietnam War that we did utilize one of the methods to enhance weather and change it and cause, as you said, extreme amount of rain which just basically bogged down the military equipment in the mud from the excessive typhoon-type weather that they were generating at that time. So, yes, they did use it in the Vietnam War, and, of course, that was back in the 60s, 8 or 10 years prior to this particular United Nations agreement. By the way, the agreement was signed by the United States, Russia, Canada, and I believe China was involved peripherally with that convention. Now, what's taken place since then, or before I jump too far ahead, that was 1994, actually October, you know, 94 was when I first received that information from the United Nations. In about 7 months later, 8 months later, in 1995, I testified and spoke before the United States Senate. Now, the inquiry at that time that I was involved with was for the Intelligence Subcommittee, and it was around relative to terrorism, where at that time the Senate and the Congress was trying to convince everybody in the United States and scare everybody in the United States that, in fact, the militia and those patriot groups that had been developed in the early 90s were, in fact, terrorists. And they were trying to, again, maintain their control over information that most of those groups that were developing around in the early 90s were actually not terroristic in nature at all. They were not involved, for the most part, in anything that would be radically terroristic. They were just spreading the word like you are and other people on the radio and through other forms of media. They were just trying to get the word out to the fact that we do have a frighteningly corrupted government. And so anyhow, we spoke and I testified in 1995 before the Senate. Now, somebody was, I believe, Carl Levin of Wisconsin, a senator. His intent was to attack myself as being, of course, a screwball, a nutcase, and that being, you know, pointing out or trying to make it look like my information was all crazy, radical kind of stuff. And so he came out and from left field, and he said, "What is this, Mr. Fletcher, that you've been telling people on talk radio and other places that we actually have means by which to modify the weather and control the weather? You know, isn't that kind of ridiculous, you know, that even the idea that we could control the weather?" And so his intent, of course, as I say, was to make us look like we were crazy. And, of course, at that time, we already had in our possession an unbelievable amount of documentation. And I had, as a matter of fact, gotten through connections of mine at that time, paperwork from the United States Air Force that, in fact, back then was still sort of under a classified status. And I had, I think it was something like 800 pages that very clearly defined some of the militaristic application for weather control. And so we had that, and then we had, of course, the United Nations material, and we had other facts that, as a matter of fact, a Senator Claiborne Pell had actually spoken before the United States Senate much earlier and had said exactly what I'm saying, and that is that we must be careful because the Russians and ourselves are developing and have already completed methods under which we can cause and change the weather. So we had all of that. It backfired on some of these guys in the Senate that were trying to make a lot of patriots look like they were uninformed and talking you know, about things that really didn't exist. But we put together an unbelievable package, and what we did and what I did at that time was go ahead and completed the video and DVD report that you actually have available for the people to to get at and look at.
Is it available both in video and in DVD?
Yes, it is. And yeah, you, I believe you've got that yourself handy to mail out to anybody that might be interested in all of that. It includes actual paperwork. It includes a clear visual, a line, a timeline of when the study started, what they're doing, and how they're doing it. Now, here's the scary part. The earlier weather control and modification was being done by the quote-unquote seeding of the clouds. That was originally, it was a chemical process that they are still, of course, working on and finalizing, making it better, fine-tuning it, and making it a better scientific project than it used to. It has, however, in approximately in the 90s, when I discovered some of this, they transferred the real, I'm going to say, the most serious weather alterations under the United States Air Force as a top secret operation. So, and it is a electronic means, and electronic plasma beams and that type of, similar to X-rays and or microwaves and similar type application to superheat a given area, for example, either the water surface in an ocean someplace or superheating the ionosphere and
the
atmosphere.
You're talking about HAARP then.
Well, it's that HAARP is only a small part of it, Stan, but that is true. That's HAARP, which is the High Altitude Aurora Research Project based in Alaska. It's 40 acres of electronic transmission antennas and equipment. And, yes, that we also cover in the video or the DVD.
But that's only a small part of it.
Yes. And again, the frightening part of this is that now we're using not just the chemical application to seed clouds, but they can, from a remote controlled, a distance location, and utilizing satellites, base stations on the ground, and also flying aircraft, and they can do these triangulation pulse beam type plasma beam superheating of the atmosphere and or the water. What that does is really duplicates nature itself. You know, we have hurricanes that we watch during the hurricane season, which we may have make a note that there were extraordinarily expanded hurricane seasons in the last few years, and of course the big storms in New Orleans and what have you. But those are created from, in basics, it's a the heating and the warmth from the surface of the water rises up and ends up creating these violent high-speed winds, and of course then it draws humidity into the storm and expands in that manner, and it's that heating or that extra warmth that they are able now to, or they're working diligently to be able to reproduce the superheating of a given area over water, over top of water, and create almost identically the nature in terms of creating of these storms. We have no way of knowing what storms have been fooled around with, what storms have either been created by these. We have no way of knowing when they're doing their experiments. I must add that what has happened originally, the United States and Russia cooperatively worked for several years. I mean, actually, with Russians in the United States laboratories, hand in hand with us on some of the development on these things, which would be upsetting to most Americans. But not only that, that was the Russia and the United States, and then, of course, both of them working independently. But now what has happened, since Russia, a few years ago, in the midst of their quote-unquote collapse, had gotten into such a financial situation, they sold to the Chinese an awful lot of this technology that they were very far in advance on. And so now Russia's pretty much out of the picture. not functioning as they used to with it, but the Red Chinese are now very seriously and carrying out an unbelievable amount of experimentation and advancing in the electronic weather control.
Well, basically, are they able to steer the hurricanes at all? In other words, influence their course?
Yeah, certainly. And it's again, let's just put it into simplistic terms. If you have a storm that's already started someplace, if you go a certain amount of distance, not too far from that primary storm condition, if you do the superheating and affect it that way with the plasma beams, it will, of course, draw the storm into that new area that you would be superheating.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, and we do carry some of Bob's material, but Bob, do you want to get your website out there in case people would like to get more information?
Right. If anybody wants to contact me directly, there are two ways. You can either drop me a note with regular old snail mail at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, that's B-A-Y-V-I-E-W, Idaho, 83803. And or if you'd like to use the email, you can drop me a note at news at newswsrapture.info. That's N-E-W-S and then at bobfletcher.info. And you can email me and drop me a note if you would like. We have a little catalog of six or seven of our major investigations that I've done, all on DVD. They're extremely in-depth, every one of these. You know, guaranteed to be amazed at any of the investigations we've done, primarily because we will not do anything and put it out, so to speak, if we don't have the complete proof and documentation on whatever the inquiry is that we've done. And the DVD, Stan, that we have, which is also, by the way, folks, it's available from Stan if you want to contact him and you get any of his materials. He has our DVD. The Weather Control as a Weapon includes, like, we have all of the patents, which I was able to get very early also, quite a while back. These are the basic patents on the actual equipment to carry out the electronic weather manipulation. These were created by a fellow named Eastland many years ago, the original inventor, back in 1987 was when he got the first patents on this equipment. And the definition of the patent itself is a method and apparatus for altering a region in the Earth's atmosphere or ionosphere and or magnetosphere. And then it goes on, there are two or three other patents that go with it that are in conjunction with it that explains just what I was saying, and that is the production of particle beams, plasma beams that superheat the atmosphere or water surfaces. So these are all the, again, our reports are extremely in-depth. I can't necessarily get into all the finite points right now, but the bottom line is this is taking place. Now, I got a big kick out of something recently, and that was that almost 10 years to the day of sitting before the United States Senate Intelligence Committee and informing those guys about things that they just didn't know, the senators themselves, and telling them about the weather control that we actually were already had. 10 years later, in 2005, the United States Congress put forward a bill and to create a committee that would be a full-time regulatory oversight on all of the weather control and modification programs that the United States is participating in. So what they've done here, it took them 10 years to catch up at the congressional level with the information that American patriots had 10 years earlier, and that was basically that we better watch out with what we're doing because, you know, we're fooling with Mother Nature.
And of course, you take the moisture out of the air and the atmosphere in one region, and then, of course, you don't get it in other areas. And that's why parts of our country are getting terrible droughts, and they're using this in other countries as well.
It's worldwide, right?
Some countries have terrible, terrible droughts and problems. But you see, if you can control food production, you can control the weather, you can control that nation. That's what's going on today. And all these treaties we sign, treaties are like a pie crust. It's made to be broken. And we don't abide by the treaties we sign because the people who are running things are different. They are using the wealth and military power and scientific power of America to bring about this world order or world disorder, and they even have the ability to create earthquakes, don't they, somehow or other?
Yes, absolutely, and that was what was maybe one of the most surprising in the United Nations Treaty, going back to 77, 76, that far back, we were already doing it, and I have also a complete study that we discovered on it sort of fits into this, and that is utilizing ultrasound extreme high and low frequencies of sound vibration, and being able to directionally, like a gun, a ray gun, if you will, an X-ray or a microwave type of a gun, the same type of a thing that we use in our microwaves to bombard the water elements and make them a cup of coffee hot in 2.5 in 1 minute or 30 seconds. That same concept is being utilized to superheat other elements. So this fits into, of course, the plasma beam operations of superheating the ionosphere. And when you, I actually have this, the study and the information of laboratory actions way back again. You have to remember some of this stuff goes back 30, 40 years. And if you can imagine how far advanced with the application of the new computerization on all these weapons as well, we know what's taking place there. You buy the top grade supercomputer today, in about 2 weeks it's obsolete. So we can not only imagine how far they have gotten in 30 years with these supersonic ultrasound and plasma beam projects that have been top secret for 20 or 30 years.
Sure, and of course the idea of top secret supposedly to keep the wicked communists from hearing about it. Hey, we've financed communism since its inception. We work very closely with the communists. The whole idea of all of this secrecy is not to keep the information from the wicked communists. It's to keep it from the American people.
Right,
we don't
again,
want them
part,
to know.
Right, and Stan, part of that, some of the surprising material that I uncovered so long ago, originally when I got into this, was the cooperation between at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, which everybody maybe recognizes that name as being one of our super secret operational bases for laboratory investigative study. The Lawrence Laboratories were actually being shared with the Russians way back in the 70s. On this weather manipulation, weather control, and modification projects. So, as you said very clearly, when they tried to tell us that, well, we got to keep this super secret during a period of time when the Russians were supposedly, our main enemy in the world, we were sharing all of the super secret weather control with them.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
This is Dr. Tom with the radio ministry Beit Shuva, House of Repentance. My wife Annette and I are pleased to announce the expansion of our radio ministry to include our first meeting open to the public. This is not a church service, nor is it intended to replace your usual worship service. Our first meeting will be this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at America's Best Value in Longmont, Colorado. The address is 3815 Highway 119 at I-25 and Colorado 119, exit 240. Please join us.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, who's certainly one of the world's leading experts on weather modification. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very real, but you common people are not supposed to understand that. You see the storms and you think that's God's handiwork. No, ladies and gentlemen, we have people in government. Oh, you know, we're creating storms and droughts and earthquakes and all sorts of natural and abnormal phenomenon, tremendous impact on our society. And, of course, control the weather. You can control the crops. Control the crops. You control the food. Control the food. You control the people. What part do chemtrails play in all of this, Bob?
Well, the chemtrails I don't have the information I would like to have on chemtrails, and by that I mean I don't have any really good inside information like we do in depth on this the electronic weather control. But the chemtrails, I do believe some of those are in fact experiments, probably involved again with the chemical experimentation to create certain type of a cloud, and again, this would fall into the chemical side of things, like the old seeding, the cloud seeding, where you where you actually can, at very high altitudes, put out certain types of chemicals, which will, in fact, then create a cloud. The big deal in terms of the serious storms, of course, that bothers me a little more than the high altitude seeding operations that may fall into the chemtrails category, is again, like I say, the superheating, the ability to superheat a given 100 square miles and or even just 10 square miles, that would be the nucleus for creating a serious storm. You know, there again, some of the earlier material we got a hold of, which rebuts and came right into the face of those government officials that were trying to make fun of us, those of us that were investigating this. In 1986, I have in my hand, which, by the way, is included in our DVD, it's a report for weather modification that you had to fill out for the Department of Commerce back in the 80s when you were going to electronically fool with the weather.
Sure.
It was this is a regular form. You know, I mean, this is a government form put out originally, of course, by the Department of Commerce. For those people that like to do research on their own, the 109th Congress, which was for the year of 2005, the 109th Congress, and HR is the bill number 2995. That's HR 2995 on the congressional side is the Weather Modifications Research Board, and that's the board that they've been trying to create and put together to. Theoretically, what's going to happen with this group here is they're going to be the buffer zone or the press release people that will separate some of these scurrilous activities by the government and the media and the public. So they're actually going to function as an advisory and a research board for weather modification. That's what they're saying. Of course, the truth is, they've gotten so many of these operations going now, it's time for them to create a special weather modification board at the congressional level, and that's what's taken place there.
All right, fine. Well, how did you ever get those 800 pages of classified material? Was that given to you?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was, and now this material is is available now. It's out primary. It's been banging around now for a couple of years. Available. Actually, I think probably on the computer even. But I had somebody contacted me. I have to say I was a candidate for Congress in 1990, and had been involved with assisting several Congress and Senate offices with investigations of several cases, even the Noriega case, drug smuggling, the Iran-Contra drug connections, et cetera, et cetera. And so there were a lot of folks that knew me in Washington that had information. They didn't want to come forward themselves. Maybe they were an administrative assistant for a senator or a congressman, but they had availability, some of these different projects that were not released yet to the general media. And I used to get a lot of it. I don't get so much now because I'm pretty much retired for the most part. But I used to get, like they call over the transit, used to get little packages delivered to me. And somebody told me that if I would contact a fella at the Pentagon, that I could probably get this if all I had to do was tell him who I was. And I did that, and we received this unbelievable a package that was about, oh gosh, 4 inches. 4 inches of paperwork printed on two sides, Stan, and which is a lot. Sit down with
it. Sure is.
You know, and we actually got it. It was in different boxes, for crying out loud. It came, I think, in three different packages. And it was this whole business about the entire military, the plan, the application of interfacing worldwide. And by the way, Global Weather Network, I'm looking at part of it right now in my hand, and it's applying weather modifications to military operations. And then it just goes on describing global weather networks, the applications, how they would do it, what it would do, how it could assist in military. And of course, if you had the, if you're going to fly flights in to bomb somebody, if you could either control the weather or would, you know, could change it enough for a 24-hour period of time so that your planes could zip in through clear weather, or maybe you would want clouds to cover if you want to put cloud cover in some place for some reason. Those are some of the obvious military operations. But it again, back several years ago, I used to get such a kick out of it. I can remember sitting in front of a congressional office with probably 2 inches of documentation that they had never been able to get in the United States Congress.
We're out of time, Bob. We're going to look forward to talking to you on our other programs real soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good. Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. You hear me refer to these people who run the world. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Or get the DVD. They both tell the same story. And then to put things into their spiritual perspective, you need to get the DVD called Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret comes with a syllabus, and so you can document part of what we say. But there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through secret societies from the prophets, you know, who worked within Babylon and the priests of ancient Egypt and the Magi of Persia, and then of course down through the Greek philosophers, certainly Plato and Aristotle and Alexander were all privy to this. They were part of the mystery religions, and it was the mystery religions that perpetuated the secret and right up to the present day. And that's what Masonry is. The Masonic order, according to Albert Pike, is a continuation of the ancient mystery religions. There have always been people who've tapped into the invisible power, and of course, by so doing, have accumulated great wealth and influence and prosperity, but of course, at a terrible price for eternity. Understand that there is a spiritual dimension to everything going on, and these people, of course, are using the wealth and the military power and the scientific ability of our nation to bring about a world government. We are an empire. We have a book called The Secret Empire of the United States, The Secret Empire. We have a 4-tape set by that title. Another one, of course, going along with the same theme, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and the 4-tape set goes with that. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you're not being told the truth, and the media is controlled. The whole idea is to use America's wealth and military power and financial power to bring about a world government, which is why we have troops stationed in the 130 nations throughout the world. We have troops there controlling those nations. We are not interested in freedom. We're interested in advancing this idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion, the new world leader. Now, for weather modification, we carry Bob Fletcher's DVD. We carry a book called Weather Warfare. We have a 4-tape set on HARP, the High Altitude Rural Research Project. We have 2 4-tape sets on chemtrails. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we certainly hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD, the Forbidden Secret, a DVD with the syllabus, and then the information on weather warfare, Bob Fletcher's information on weather modification, and then, of course, the 4-tape, the book on weather warfare, and then the 4-tape set on HARP and the 2 4-tape sets on chemtrails. If you can only get one, get the latest one, the update on this. Get the information. You have our permission to copy anything I've made. I can't give you permission to copy what Bob has done, but, I mean, our material, you are welcome to copy. Help get it out. Talk to people. Let them understand that most of what's going on they think is going on simply is not true. The media is controlled by 5 mega corporations. That's covered in a book called The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bektakian. Understand that your future, your children's future, pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. 1-800-544-8987.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.